to the Garrick Chronicles, the people show. Checking the pulse of Husker Nation. Brought to you by DPS Concrete Construction. Check them out at dpsconstruction.net. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been far too long since I have done a Character Chronicles. Now, it's for good reasons, to be honest with you, but I'm going to dive into that a little bit later in the show, so stay tuned for that. Now, bear with me. Of course, I woke up. I'm excited to do a show. I've missed doing the show. A lot of stuff going on, positive stuff. Check it out later in the show. I'm going to dive into it, like I just mentioned. But of course, I wake up and I'm not feeling 100%. But I love doing this job. So let's light this candle and I can pass out later today if I need to. All right, so a couple of things. I want to give my projections for the starters in each and every position, you know, because it's March and they haven't taken a snap of spring ball yet. So why not? Way too early projected offensive starters for Nebraska football going into next fall. But as I mentioned, it's been a while since I've done this show. So I want to show some love, give a shout out, get some updates for those who haven't been completely up to speed on some of the winter sports going on and some of the highlights. So, ladies and gentlemen, shout out to Nebraska men's basketball. They just had their best home season in Nebraska program history. 18-1 home record. That's awesome. Pinnacle Bank Arena has been rocking several times this year for the men, for the women. It's a clear home court advantage. It's the most home wins in program history, a 947 home winning percentage, the best since 1965 and 66. 10-0 Big Ten home record. That's phenomenal. All right, first perfect conference home record since 2017 and 18, and the third in over a century since 1921. Now, the Big Red basketball team, 21-9, 100% of their neutral site games as well, 1-0 on the year. Can't discount that. All right, their overall winning percentage was 700 this year, or 70%. Their last game is versus Michigan in Ann Arbor. They already beat the Wolverines by 20 points this year. So let's finish the season strong. Fellas, all right, they're fourth in the Big Ten standings right now, potentially a 10, 8, or even 7 seed going in to the NCAA tournament, of course, depending on how they do in the Big Ten tournament. Now, Nebraska women's basketball having a good season as well. Their final regular season record is 19-10, a 655 winning percentage, 13-3 at home. Again, Pinnacle Bank Arena just rocking this year. 1-1 neutral site games. Okay. Number 5 seed going into the Big Ten tournament with the first round bye. Then they just missed out on the double bye, but nonetheless a great season so far. And the NCAA tournament is in their sights as well. And again, depends on how they do in the Big Ten tournament, but they got a real good chance of making the NCAA tournament. I'd be shocked if they don't. Husker baseball so far 7-3. If you ain't paying attention, they just finished a sweep of the College of Charleston, which is a solid baseball team in South Carolina. They're number one in strength of schedule in the country and number one in the country in RPI as well early on in this baseball season. Now, Nebraska wrestling, if you missed it, I've had a chance to interview Amy Williams, the Nebraska women's basketball coach, Mark Manning, the wrestling coach on 93.7 The Ticket. Check out those shows when you get an opportunity. Nebraska wrestling, number three in America, 12-2, okay, on the season. What Nash Hutmaker has done so far this year after taking, what, 3-4 years off of wrestling? Okay, lost 30-40 pounds. Now he's going to have to put it back on to play football. To watch what he has done and the support he's received from the football team and everyone has been awesome so far and very impressive this wrestling season. All right, shout out to Keisei Tominaga and all the seniors in all the sports, all right, who a lot of them just finished their senior nights, so to speak. Some of them have them coming up going forward in their senior sports, in their senior days coming up soon, easy for me to say. And good luck as the postseason approaches. And if you're with me on all of that, ladies and gentlemen, smash that like button to show those players and those Husker programs some love. And if you haven't done so yet, also hit that subscribe button. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's light this candle, dive into my projections for Nebraska's offensive starters going into next season. We have a lot of guys coming back. We have a lot of talent, a lot of highly recruited guys, a lot of guys that we brought in through the transfer portal at very key positions. All right, wide receivers. Jamal Banks, this is senior out of Wake Forest, a transfer, 6'4", 205, earned all-conference honors for the Demon Deacons. And Isaiah Nair, the Texas transfer, 6'3", 215 pounds, a senior. Okay, both these guys have a ton of playing experience, ton of starting experience. Two previous all-conference honor winners as your potential, okay, starting wide receivers. Isaiah Nair did it at Wyoming. Now, he was probably the top wide receiver in the entire transfer portal a couple years ago when he went into Texas. He was kind of expected to be their wide receiver number one. Had the knee injury, been bouncing back ever since. But you got two big targets, 6'4", 6'3", 205 pounds, 215 pounds. Guys who've done it in the past. Hopefully Isaiah can get back into that form before the knee injury, and I expect he can. Okay, experience, size. This is exciting for the wide receivers and the guys throwing the ball to the wide receivers, but I'll get there in a minute. All right, now don't forget about some of the other guys. Okay, you got sophomore Malachi Coleman. You're playing 11 games last year, 6 starts, 6'4", 190 pounds, another big target with great speed. The number one recruit in the state of Nebraska coming out of high school, one of the top recruits in the country, battling to be a starter and to get on the field in various types of formations, whether it's two receivers, three receivers. I don't know, did we go four? Do we do that? Does Matt Rhule? I don't know. That'd be interesting to see. He did it some at Baylor. I'm just saying, if you got the ability to do these things, you never know what'll happen, because don't forget about sophomore wide receiver, speed demon, under the radar recruit from Omaha, Jalen Lloyd. Was a track star in high school, 6-time state champion, all class champion, long jump, triple jump, 100 meters, and he won some of these multiple times, these events I'm talking about. Last year, he had 6 catches, 237 yards, 3 TDs, averaged basically 40 yards per catch, 39.5 yards per reception. And all three of his touchdown catches were over 50 yards. Now, check this out. Lloyd, an Ohio State All-American wide receiver, who's going to be like a top 2 or 3 draft coming up here in the NFL draft pretty soon, top 2 or 3 draft pick, are the only Big Ten wide receivers to have at least 3 receptions over 50 yards. All right. Now, don't forget about a guy like a walk-on junior, Alex Bullock, and there's other guys in that wide receiver room as well. Okay, a guy I'm a fan of. Keep your eyes on him. He's from Omaha, Nebraska. Played in 12 games with 8 starts last year. Some of the other pass catchers. All right, tight ends Thomas Fedoni and Nate Borkashire. Right, Fedoni, 6'6", 250 pounds. You probably know this, but the country's top tight end recruit, a top 40 recruit in the entire country as an overall whole, coming out of high school. Now, I believe Georgia's tight end, Brock Bowers, was number 2 in that class. I'd have to double check that. But it's clear that Fedoni feels he has a lot to prove after battling injuries early on in his career. And that can be a great motivator, I might add. Now, he led the Huskers with 4 touchdown catches and 25 receptions for 260 yards, which was 2nd on the team last year. Okay, his 4 TD catches, most by a Husker tight end since 2010. Okay, a very willing blocker, I might add. All right, he will definitely try to finish you on the blocks. Now, if he puts on a little bit more mass, size, and strength, a little bit more poundage without losing that speed, okay, on his 250-pound body at the moment, he'd make him an even more effective blocker. Now, tight end Nate Berkshire, all right, 6'5", 245 pounds. Again, a guy who will block, a guy who will try to finish you. Both these tight ends will block, and he's an underrated pass catcher as well, I might add. They had some poundage, some strength, some size without losing speed this offseason. We had the number 2 rushing attack in the entire Big Ten last year. One of the best in the country. Could be even better with those tight ends blocking as well. Okay, 6'5", 245 pounds out of Aurora, Nebraska. Now, I got many fond memories personally, myself, of Aurora. My grandparents owned a small family farm for years, decades, in Giltner, Nebraska, if you ever heard of it. That's where my dad was born and raised. He grew up on that farm. When my grandparents retired, they moved to Aurora. And so I spent many a nights at my grandparents' house playing cards, going to card parties, watching college football games, eating some of the best food I've ever had. Okay, so I got a lot of wonderful memories of Aurora. Random sidebar, let's bring it back to the topic at hand. Now, Nate joined the Huskers as a walk-on after he turned down a scholarship offer from Shadron State. Now, he's had 11 starts so far in his career, played in 27 games. Another guy to keep your eye on. All right, the offensive line, okay? Topic of many a conversation here in Husker Nation over the past few years. I believe from the center to the right tackle, we have reasons for great optimism. And I'm not saying we don't at the left guard or left tackle. There's just some more things that have to be proven. Now, I believe everyone has to earn their spot day in and day out, year after year, no matter who you are and what you've done in the past. But left guard and left tackle, we're going to get into those in a minute. But center to right guard to right tackle, I feel really good about right now, right here at this moment in time, a right tackle. Okay, the most improved player on the team last year, in my opinion, and he chose to come back for another season here at Nebraska as well. One of the top O-line recruits out of high school, struggled early on in his career, talking about Bryce Benhart, okay? Played very well last season. This dude's massive, 6'9", 315 pounds, honorable mention, all Big Ten performer a season ago, 41 career starts, ties him for the most starts by an offensive lineman at the University of Nebraska all time. Okay, he's probably going to break that record this year. okay, and his 41 starts at right tackle, okay, is the most by a right tackle in Nebraska football history as well. He's also got, like, the record for consecutive starts and things of that nature. That's Mr. Bryce Benhart. Now, at right guard, senior transfer Micah Mazuka. Mazuka the bazooka. So I have read this before, but I'm going to read it again for those who haven't heard it, okay? And this is back when I announced him joining the team, all right? Nebraska's O-line just got bigger and better because he transferred from Florida and Baylor to join Nebraska. He almost joined Nebraska a season ago, but he's joining us now. Micah Mazuka announced that he'll be transferring to us. He started 10-plus games each of the last 2 years for Florida and Baylor. In 2022 at Baylor, he played 11 games, had 10 starts, and graded out as the second-best guard in the Big 12, according to Pro Football Focus, and the 42nd-best guard in the nation. At run blocking specifically, he graded as the best in the conference and 15th-best in the nation. Think about that. He was the best run blocker in the entire Big 12 in 2022 and the 15th-best in the country. 2023 at Florida. Oh, keep in mind, he's 6'5", 325. Like, this dude's a big dude. Okay, Micah started at right guard in 11 of 12 games and played 743 snaps. He's got a ton of experience. Now, he can improve his pass pro just a little bit, but this dude will fire off the ball and hit you in the mouth. He's a heck of a run blocker. Now, at center, we got Ben Scott, 6'5", 305 pounds. A Remington and Senior Bowl preseason watch list individual. 28 career starts at Arizona State before he ever even stepped foot on the field for the Big Red a season ago and transferred to Nebraska. Now, last year with the Huskers, he was a mainstay on the offensive line, earning honorable mention all Big Ten honors, and chose to come back to Nebraska this year when I'm sure some other teams tried to lure him away in the transfer portal. Now, he helped, as I mentioned earlier, helped Nebraska rank second in the Big Ten in rushing and may be potentially our best offensive lineman going into next year. All around. Talking about all around best offensive lineman potentially. So, again, from center to right guard to right tackle, I feel pretty good right here, right now. You look at left guard, left tackle, to me, it's not some gigantic question mark. Some things do have to be proven a little bit more, and spots got to be earned even more. Okay, at left guard, Justin Evan Jenkins, probably the early favorite, in my opinion, in this competition. All right, at left guard, he played in all 12 games as a freshman with 5 starts at both center and left guard last year. Now, starting at 2 different spots is much more difficult than someone might realize on the offensive line, especially when one of those spots is center. You got to make the calls. You're making the calls for the entire offensive line. You're calling out the mic. You're calling out the strength. You might be sliding the protection. You are the quarterback who might be calling an audible. Like, it's pretty impressive that he started at not one but 2 spots last year, and he did it as a freshman, and one of those spots is a center. This dude is 6'1", 315 pounds, Justin Evans Jenkins. All right, now, another guy who could start a left guard potentially is Henry Litovsky. This guy's a big, strong, powerful man, 6'6", 325 pounds. All right, keep your eye on him potentially. I was actually sent messages about him a couple of years ago and how strong he is, and to keep my eye on him ever since then. So just keep your eye on him. He did start a couple of games a year ago as a sophomore going forward. Now, left tackle. We have 2 of the most highly recruited, talented guys in the entire country battling out at left tackle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
All right, now the guy I'm going to talk about first, 6'6", 310 pounds, Turner Corcoran. Okay, out of high school, top player in the state of Kansas, one of the top 100 recruits in the country, has struggled with inconsistency over his 30 career starts so far. It's a lot of experience, ladies and gentlemen. Talented, experienced, just got to put it together and find some consistency. Now, his season was shortened by injury a year ago. Hopefully he can put it together like Bryce Benhart did a season ago. Again, size, talent, just find that consistency, which is easier said than done. If it was that easy, everybody would do it. All right, and the main other individual in that left tackle spot, battling for that starting left tackle spot, is Teddy Prochazka. He's probably the favorite right now. 6'10", 325 pounds. I mean, he's 6'10". Benhart's 6'9". I mean, we got two small mountains starting potentially at our 2 tackle spots again this year. He's from Elkhorn, Nebraska, one of the top 75 recruits in the country. Coming out of high school, battled the past couple of seasons, okay, heading into last year, I should say, the previous 2 seasons before that, with season-ending injuries. okay, early on in his career. Now, he played in 10 games with six starts last year. If he can stay healthy, this dude's a legit beast. All right, our O-line is huge, talented, and honestly, this could be a blessing in disguise due to the ridiculous amount of injuries we had a year ago. Dare I say we actually have depth? I mean, Matt Rhule could walk out there and start six O-linemen, which he's done in a game before, which Harbaugh, Jim, likes to do as well, you know, and just run the ball right down people's throats and up people's rears. In the second half versus Penn State, they never threw the ball once. They put extra O-linemen on the field. They put them in as tight ends. They just ran the ball. I don't know. I wouldn't put it past Rhule. I wouldn't put it past our two new offensive coordinators. We'll see, though. My point is, we got to figure out who's going to start at left guard, left tackle, and dare I say, maybe do we have some depth? That'd be awfully nice. All right, real quick. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, this show is brought to you by DPS Concrete Construction, your local concrete experts. Check them out at dpsconstruction.net. If you're a diesel mechanic, CDL driver, concrete finisher, looking for work in the Omaha metro area, DPS Construction is the employer for you. There is no better employer than Jason Armstrong. Okay, there is no better company to have come do work for you. If you're looking for work, if you're looking to have work done, dpsconstruction.net. Check them out, ladies and gentlemen. All right, running back position. This may be the most loaded room on the entire frickin' team. All right, Gabe Irvin Jr., 6 foot, 220 pounds, fast, physical. I pointed this out before and I'll point it out again because just think about it as I'm saying it. He's the first Husker running back ever to start his first game as a true freshman at Nebraska. Think about all the greats we've had play running back. He was the first one ever. Okay, two different coaching staffs have absolutely loved this guy. Frost staff and Rhule staff, okay? He's had two season-ending injuries throughout his career. Knee as a freshman and shoulder a season ago. If he can come back healthy, watch out for this guy. All right, Emma Johnson, I'm going to talk about him next. I got five backs to talk about. All right, a sophomore. He was our fourth stringer heading into the season a year ago. 5'11", 190 pounds, for now anyways. I'm sure he's hitting that weight room as well, much like a lot of other guys. Now, I don't want to say about killed Matt Rhule at the slam dunk contest, but he tried to jump over him and kind of landed right on his head. Player and coach were fine. Everyone's healthy, good to go. All right, now he started six of our last seven games last year as a freshman, had 90 carries for 411 yards, two TDs, and averaged 4.6 yards per carry. Don't sleep on this dude. Don't take him for granted. All right, then Ramir Johnson. All right, 5'10", 180 pound speedster. Now, this is another guy who elected to come back to Nebraska. I feel like he's overlooked sometimes. When he had a chance to start early on in his career, he made some plays and he could do some things. Just had a loaded running back room. This guy was a track star in high school. Okay. But I see him, if he doesn't earn the starting job, he could potentially be a great third down running back if he can prove he can also pick up blitzes. That's an overrated, very important skill. Not just catching the ball out of the backfield, which he can do. Okay, but picking up blitzers when he's asked to do so is a big deal. And being a third down running back, we just got to get the ball in his hands in space, which is the third down running back or a return guy. I'd love to see that next year with him. All right, Dante Dowdwell, the Oregon transfer. Big, powerful back with explosiveness. 6'2", 215 pounds. I mentioned it before, but that's a rare combination, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you make room for a back like him in a room, the running back room, where you don't really need another guy, but you make room for a guy like him. Okay, he's a potential starter. He might be our starter day one. Who knows? If he stays healthy, because we've had some guys get banged up, if these guys can stay healthy, and Dante, who's been healthy, okay, but he could potentially be an immediate impact player. Some folks think he might even be the favorite to start at running back for Nebraska this year. I'm going to throw this guy out there because Matt Rhule has mentioned him multiple times in multiple press conferences over the past year. And when a head coach does that, especially for the guy who's never really played a ton, it has to mean something. And that's Quint Knives. Okay, young back. He needs to learn the playbook better. Young back. Okay, and be a little bit more well-rounded in his game as a whole. 6'2", 185 pounds. Again, loaded running back room, but keep your eye on him. Now, quarterback. This is kind of what I alluded to earlier. Now I'm going to bring this up. So I had talked previously in one of my previous shows that I was going to do a quarterback-specific show in the future, and I'm still going to. So I want to dive into very specific things in that specific quarterback show. And I do apologize because in that same show where I talked about doing a specific quarterback show in the future, I also mentioned I was going to do one character chronicles each week going forward. At least one. One to two, but at least one. And I was brought up, your word is your bond. Again, so here's the thing. I apologize if that has not happened. That is the plan going forward, barring spring break. I am going to take spring break off, but I'll let you guys, you fine folks at home, know when that's approaching. My family and I are moving, and the move is going to allow us to do even more things in Lincoln, and more things in Omaha, and more things around those towns and in the state of Nebraska. And so I'm going to be honest with you. The future is bright for the Character Chronicles. I have been inundated by people who want to be a part of what we're doing, and that has been what I've been focusing on the past few weeks. Not an excuse. Just being open and honest with you. I'm so excited. I'm so freaking appreciative. I'm incredibly humbled when I reach out to people and the response I get, or when people want to reach out to me and be a part of what we're doing. So if you want to be a part of what we're doing, shoot me a message. Okay, and honestly, the best way to do it, there's a way to contact me through the website, charactorchronicles.com. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, if you want to write articles, if you want to help contribute with shows on the website, or whatever the case may be, if you want to be a sponsor for the show, for the website, for the email list that we have, which is pretty large and growing, we're very grateful for that. Just let me know. Hit me up through the contact info on the website, charactorchronicles.com, or you can shoot me messages other ways as well. But I just wanted to give you a brief update on that. The future is freaking bright. Okay. And I'm excited about everyone who wants to be a part of what they're doing, and they're communicating pretty openly with me. But Dylan Raiola, the quarterback position, Dylan Raiola, Daniel Kalen, Heinrich Harburg. We got two true freshmen. Okay. And one individual who has the only quarterback in that room with any starting experience. He has won 5 games, which is the total amount of wins our quarterback room has this year. But the talent in that room is insane. If you don't know this, you probably already do. Okay, but you got two Elite 11 quarterbacks in that room, Daniel and Dylan. You got a guy who was a top 20 dual threat quarterback in the entire country when he came out of high school, in Heinrich Harburg. And I like to think of him as a Swiss Army knife going into next year. And I love how he freaking plays. I do not root for that guy. Okay, the talent in the quarterback room is not short. You know, for me, this is the most exciting position battle the entire offseason, not just for me, but for most of Husker Nation, the most important position battle. And I will tell you this, we can't mess the quarterback position up again. And no disrespect to anybody or anything from previous years or last year, whatever. I hope you know what I'm saying. All due respect. But we got to get it right, okay? Matt Rhule's done a lot of things right since he got here. Quarterback in year one wasn't one of them. It's okay. You know, we just got to do better going forward in the future is all I'm saying. Now, my question is, let's say we start a true freshman. Let's say it's Dylan, because that's what everyone's clamoring for. Okay. I'm always about earning the freaking job and position. Will fans be patient if there's a big learning curve? Okay. Are the expectations too high for a true freshman? I don't know. These are all things I'm going to dive into. These are things I want you to let me know in the comments below, because I'm thinking about and pondering these things as I get ready for that quarterback show somewhere over the next few weeks that I'm going to do. Now, if you didn't know this, Dylan, Raiola, Daniel, Kalen, they're pocket passers. Okay, both of their dreams, they grew up wanting to play for Nebraska. Daniel grew up in Nebraska, okay, immediately decommitted from Missouri when he had the chance. Dylan grew up in a Big Red family, as you all know that. Dad played for the Big Red, his uncle now coaches for the Big Red. Their dreams were to play for Nebraska, and I understand some of the switching that happened from school to school with Dylan, but you could just tell, this was where his heart always was, and once Rhule took over, I think it was easier for him to commit. Now, I will say this, I believe it has to be a legit quarterback battle. It can't be predetermined who's going to win this. I'm going to dive into this more in the future. I would actually start day one, rep one, I'd start Heinrich Harburg at quarterback, because everybody has to earn it, and he's the only guy who's done it before. Whether I think he's going to be the starter or not come game one is irrelevant. To me, it's got to be earned, and I would start rep one, a practice one in spring, the guy who's at least been here before, and then maybe you rotate after that, or you see how it goes, or whatever happens. Again, lots of quarterback thoughts. I'll talk about it in the future. But here is my, and let me know your thoughts below, but here is my projected starters in March, before we've taken a rep of spring practice football for Nebraska's offense starting next year. Okay, and this is fluid and subject to change. I think that goes without saying. At quarterback, I'm going to go for right now, Dylan Raiola. Okay, let me be very clear. It needs to be earned. But if I'm going to do a show in March, this is how I'm going to do it, and here we are. All right, running back, I actually think we're going to have a three-way rotation. Okay, I think somebody's going to end up transferring because the room is so loaded. That's fine. I do think we're going to have a three-way rotation at running back, and my prediction is Gabe Irvin and Dante Dowdwell are the two main backs, with Ramir Johnson being a third-down back. okay, and hopefully a return specialist. A wide receiver, I got Jamal Banks and Isaiah Nair, but keep your eyes on Coleman, Lloyd, etc. as well. At tight end, I got Thomas Fedoni. Okay, at right tackle, I got Bryce Benhart. At right guard, I got Micah Mazuka, the Bazooka. At center, I got Ben Scott. At left guard, I'm going to go with Justin Evans-Jenkins. At left tackle, I'm going to go with Teddy Prochazka. I don't think it'd be a bad thing to grab another lineman out of the portal after the spring ball is over. Just putting it out there. Now, that's only 10 starters. Now, I didn't really address the fullback position, because that would be the 11th starter. Okay, there's really two favorites right now. Probably the lead man potentially would be Janarium Bonner. But if you go 13 personnel, Nebraska can do that. Bring in Coleman as that third wide receiver. If you want to go 14 personnel with one running back, four wide receivers, bring in Jalen Lloyd. If you want to go 12 personnel, one running back, two tight ends, bring in Nick Borkestra. You want to go two running backs, put Gabe and Dante on the field or Ramir. Like, you can put Harburg on the field. Again, I see him as that Swiss Army knife type of quarterback that you can do a lot of things with. Okay, we have a lot of flexibility with the personnel, I believe, with Nebraska's offense this year. Okay, they could even go 22 personnel, two tight ends, two running backs. They could bring an extra offensive lineman and a tight end. I've mentioned that before. There's a lot of flexibility for co-offensive coordinators Marcus Satterfield, who's going to be calling plays and coaching tight ends, and Glenn Thomas, the newly hired quarterbacks coach, who's also going to be helping to design plays. Now, here are my questions for you fine folks at home. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. As always, do you agree or disagree with any of my projections for starters for Nebraska this upcoming season? You can simply say yes or no, or let me know exactly where you agree or disagree. Number two, which position on offense is the biggest question mark for you? Number three, who will take the first snap game one at running back for Nebraska? Check out CharacterChronicles.com. It's going to be overhauled with some new updates soon. Also, Character Chronicles Youth Football Camp, K through 8th, summer 2025. Again, we're building and looking ahead. Go Big Red. And always remember, check that out to throw the buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.